Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sing me. Hello, fellow Patriots. You know about the only thing that's surprising to me right now? I guess he's too old to be out there on the front lines, but this is exactly the kind of environment where we would expect to see Obama's neighbor from Chicago, some guy from the neighborhood that he just barely knew, Bill Ayers, and his bride of Frankenstein, Bernadine. I would expect to see them out there on the front lines marching in solidarity. People united will never be defeated. No justice, no peace. Yeah, Bill and Bernadine could show these newcomers, these youngsters, how to build bombs to plant in police stations all over the place. That's what they did, you know, when the late 60s disturbances were ongoing. SDS, Students Are a Democratic Society, and Weather Underground, and all these other commie-funded and inspired groups that did their best to undermine our military in Southeast Asia. But I guess Bill and Bernadine, they're a little too old for it. But then again, you know, they're still contributing because their commie-believing son, their adopted commie-believing son, is the district attorney in San Francisco. How stupid do these people... It boggles the mind. Greetings. Great to have you along. Here we go with the Tuesday edition getting underway. And as always, your input is invited, encouraged, and welcomed. Here is how you join me and be a part of the conversation today. Just grab your phone. Use the Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number, 71307. And my email address remains, as always, bob@1063word.com. I have been doing this, you know, for 57 years. So I was in at the beginning and saw the second incarnation of all-out anarchy in America. The first was in the early part of the 20th century, and that was also anarchy that had bombings and murders, what have you. Then the second wave, of course, was in the late 60s. As I mentioned, Bill Ayers and company, some of the ringleaders in that. And now, here we go again with Darth Soros-funded so-called overly enthusiastic protesters. Remember when this stuff all started out? NBC News, as Andrea Mitchell used to say, NBC News refused to refer to what was going on as riots and refused to describe the individuals involved in these activities as rioters. Yeah, you know, they were just overly enthusiastic protesters. That's all they were. So last night at the end of the program, we brought you President Trump making a live address from the Rose Garden. And in his remarks, the president, let me give you the shorthand version of what Donald John Trump said. I've had enough of this crap. That's the shorthand version of what the president said. And announced that, you know, if these mayors and governors, these wimps in these blue states, continue to refuse to do anything but handcuff their own law enforcement agencies, and the president's going to hook up the military and send them in. Let's get 82nd Airborne and the 101st. Get the Screaming Eagles and the All-Americans into some of these places and explain to these radical anarchists how the cow ate the cabbage. Now, we haven't seen it yet, but it can't be far away. And then, of course, after making his remarks, the president, in a very bold move, boy, I can't tell you how nervous I was the entire way watching the president walk across Pennsylvania Avenue through Lafayette Park over to the church. He was surrounded by Secret Service, but still, and naturally, the left looking to spin the president going over to visit the historic church that had been burned by more of these commie-inspired anarchists. Who, isn't it ironic? Antifa claims to be anti-fascist when they themselves are the perfect embodiment of fascism. Yet another of the hypocrisies of the left. Anyway, the media immediately jumps all over this. Oh, the president had the park police out there and the Secret Service, and they fired tear gas and shot rubber bullets. And you could write the headlines as well as, you know, innocent children violently attacked by park police. It's all Trump's fault. Bad orange man. And now we are learning, of course, the park police telling reporters they did not use tear gas in Lafayette Park last night in the square ahead of the president's walk to St. John's Church. Instead, police officers used smoke canisters to disperse protesters who were throwing bottles at them. That would be, I believe, what's the phrase for that? Self-defense? The news from park police themselves renders virtually every mainstream media organization and Twitter user guilty of spreading what else? Fake news. Now, the big news talk station in Washington is WTOP, and they have a reporter there whose name is Neil Augenstein. So here is what he tweets today. First on WTOP, exclusive on WTOP. You won't hear this anyplace else. U.S. Park Police is explaining its decision-making in clearing Lafayette Square at least 20 minutes before the 7 o'clock curfew on night 4 of the protests. And then he later tweeted, obviously something was fired. Several people, including WTOP reporters, first reported they believed the substance was tear gas. But even they didn't feel the extreme irritant experienced with prior tear gas events. What I'm doing is trying to ascertain who did use it. Well, wait a second, Neil. You're arguing against yourself. You just said your own reporters didn't feel any of the irritant you would get from tear gas. Which then, would it not, if you had half a brain, Neil Augenstein, take the park police at their word that what was fired was smoke canisters? Here's how Augenstein wraps up his reportorial judgment. Just got an answer to my question to the U.S. Secret Service about whether the agency used tear gas. Quote, for operational security reasons, the U.S. Secret Service does not discuss our protectees or our protective means and methods, end quote. And then Augustine's tweet concludes, clearly, that didn't answer my question. See, if you start out with an assumption that tear gas was used, then every piece of evidence you acquire after that is in search of confirmation for your initial assumption, which was wrong. This is the way the media works. They are trash. They are traitors. But that's just my opinion. 16 after 3 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Take a quick break here, and then we'll be right back with more. Oh, de Blasio. He's in a world of hurt. He's even got Cuomo after him now. Couldn't happen to a nicer guy. Be right back.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Welcome back. Great to have you along. So the mobs are gathering again. You know, and part of the problem, and the media is never going to tell you this, like in Lafayette Park last night, you know, these Antifa anarchists, they embed themselves in the crowds of those who are legitimate protesters who have no intention of storming into Nordstrom or Macy's or someplace and looting it and clearing it out to the walls, and they hide in plain sight amongst the peaceful demonstrators, making it difficult to get them out of there, to be able to separate the wheat from the chaff, so to speak, making it even more difficult for law enforcement, which is, of course, their intent. There was an interesting little piece posted today by Mark Gwinnan. He's essentially a financial guy. He follows the markets. He has a website called wirepoints.org. And he wrote, numbers, budgets, charts, and graphs about government finances. That's what we do here. We try to understand where public money should be spent and what it accomplishes. Through that lens, it's difficult to know where to begin on what has befallen the Chicago area and most of the country. For now, this simple observation seems paramount. The most fundamental element of the social contract between government and the people is cracking. That's the obligation of government, to keep its citizens safe. For that, we surrender a portion of our freedom and wealth to government for the collective good. That arrangement has been recognized as a foundational philosophy of civil society since Thomas Hobbes articulated it over 300 years ago. Citizens expect government to protect their lives and adhere to a civil process even when being arrested, just as they expect to be protected from riots and looting. Both expectations are now broken. The sight of looters and arsonists pillaging stores at will has shaken the confidence of many that law enforcement is capable of maintaining the peace. And I would suggest in here he's missing a step. It is my own personal belief that law enforcement would be more than happy to do their job and round all these people up and put them in jail for a good long time. But they answer to civilian authority. And by that I mean blue state mayors and governors who are wimps, who do not want to appear heavy-handed in dealing with minorities. The author continues, it has also tainted the very real grief felt over the tragic loss of life. That's not from a source that's unsympathetic to George Floyd or protesters. It's from an editorial in the Minneapolis Star Tribune. Yeah, right there at ground zero. So what are the consequences going to be of breaking the social contract? I mean, we can speculate all we want, but we know that it may extend far beyond George Floyd's murder and the resulting violence. And it already is. I mentioned yesterday. It's just a matter of time now, with all the rioting, the looting, the burning, the beatings of police officers, as well as innocent civilians, pulled from their vehicles, pulled from in front of their businesses, beaten senseless, until we would get to the next phase, and that would be the assassination of police officers. And sure enough, here we go. Las Vegas. Rioter shoots police officer in the head from behind. Las Vegas Sheriff Joe Lombardo told a press conference an officer was shot around 11 o'clock Monday night their time. He's in critical condition and on life support at University Medical Center. Lombardo said officers were dealing with a large group of rioters at a George Floyd protest near the Circus Hotel Casino when the officer went down. Rioters were throwing rocks and debris at the officers before he was shot. Our officers were attempting to take rocks and bottles from the crowd, said the sheriff. Officers were attempting to get some of the protesters in custody when a shot rang out and our officer went down. SWAT and K-9 at the scene responded. They were able to apprehend the suspected shooter while a second shooting was already identified. St. Louis. Police say four officers were hit by gunfire after protests in St. Louis that started peacefully yesterday became violent overnight, with demonstrators smashing windows, stealing items from businesses, and fires burning in the downtown area. Somebody want to tell me what this has to do with the death of George Floyd? The police department tweeted early this morning the officers were taken to the hospital with injuries not believed to be life-threatening. Thank goodness for them and their families. Meantime, a good time was being had by all in the Big Apple. Where's de Blasio? Oh, he's telling the police department, hey, you know, don't interfere. The looters of a New York City Rolex store did not get justice, but they did get some high-priced timepieces last night. Looters grabbed nearly $2.5 million worth of Rolex watches after breaking into the Rolex store in New York's Soho district. Video shows a huge crowd of people running toward the store, entering it, and then leaving shortly afterward. Yeah, substantially richer than when they went in. The store carries a plethora of luxury brands, all of whom, by the way, all of the watch manufacturers, these people were busy looting their wares in the store, all of whom endorsed the Black Lives Matter movement and still had their stores ransacked and looted by rioters. And it goes on and on. And people have had enough. Case in point. No charges will be filed against an Omaha, Nebraska bar owner who fatally shot a protester on Saturday during the third night of riots that have broken out. Jake Gardner, the owner of the Hive Bar in Omaha, will not be charged in the death of James Scurlock, a protester whom he fatally shot in self-defense on Saturday night, according to the Omaha World Herald. There were a bunch of potential looters out front of the guy's bar, and he was standing out front guarding it. This guy who ended up getting shot, a guy named Scurlock, attacked the bar owner, had him in a headlock. Even before that, before this guy jumped him, before Scurlock jumped the bar owner fired a couple of warning shots in the air, and the guy jumped him anyway, put him in a chokehold. Bar owner used his weapon to defend his life and shot the guy dead. It's unless we get some boots on the ground with these leftist wimp mayors and governors who are afraid of their own shadow, let alone actually letting their police departments do their job, it's going to get worse before it gets better. 3:30 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Little Annie is ready to go in the news center. I'm right back on the other side here on Tuesday on WORD.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, I love this guy. African-American man who's the police chief in St. Louis, and he was on Fox News. He is hot. No wonder. I mean, his officer's getting shot, and he went on a rant on Fox News. What are all these people coming down here? They're not honoring the memory of George Floyd. They're down here to loot, to break things, to steal everything they can. Absolutely right, Chief. On the text line, Bobby, so in Washington, D.C., it's okay to burn a church, but illegal to attend a church service. Bobby, highlight of my day, skinny white dude standing on a corner of Cherrydale with a sign saying, use your white privilege to help the black community. So are people unable to help themselves? Bobby, the Floyd family announced they have invited you, not black Joe Biden, to the funeral. Biden, he's on The View. They actually ask him about his creepiness with women. We will play you his attempted answer. This guy should be in a home somewhere. He can't even put together a coherent sentence. And if he ever ends up debating Donald Trump, he'll be playing the part of General Custer, okay, and suddenly finding himself surrounded by a lot of Indians. To the phones we go, beginning with Mark. He is in Simpsonville. Hi, Mark. Welcome. Leadoff batter here in the first hour on Tuesday. Good to have you here.
Thank you, Bobby. Good to talk to you. Interesting dichotomy, just as an aside, you were reporting last hour that the park police or whatever law enforcement agency did not fire tear gas to clear smoke canisters to clear the area so the president could walk across the street.
Right.
Yet at 3:30, Annie read the news, and the news still reporting that tear gas was fired into the crowd by the park police or whoever, whatever.
Yeah, see, there you go. And that story is probably from the Associated Press, and they're going to be the last ones to actually report real news.
So my real reason for calling, I've been in the commercial insurance business since 2001, so mm-hmm. I've read a few policies.
Right.
In every policy, there's a standard exclusion for civil unrest, commotion, riots, et cetera. So, I mean, these folks are losing everything because it's not insurable if it's destroyed by a riot.
Right.
As I recall, there were several instances where the federal government had to help people get back in business after the riots of a couple of years ago. But to address what you said earlier about weak mayors not wanting to be viewed as hurting the protesters and so forth, it goes beyond that. If you recall, that Baltimore mayor a couple of years back said that these people have the right to burn and destroy property and instructed the police force not to intervene
right.
so they could do so.
Right. And you know where that mayor is today?
No, I think prison, if I'm not mistaken.
Correct. For yeah. fraud. Yeah.
So, yeah, but it was something other than telling the police force to abstain that put her in prison. But
sadly, it was.
Short,
yeah. Right.
Yes. But what we're dealing with here are people that are total anarchists. You know, we started seeing the change in our education system in the 80s where
yep.
students weren't taught history, weren't taught civics, weren't taught anything that you and I were taught growing up throughout, you know, the country history. And this is where it's coming to fruition. That plus having this spoiled mentality. Everybody gets a ribbon or a trophy for participating.
Right.
That's the mindset that these people have, is that they want to get theirs too, and they don't see it as being anything wrong to go in and steal and rob.
Well, you just know, the opposite. They are constantly told they deserve it.
Exactly.
Because
exactly.
of their victim, their victim status.
That's exactly right. They've lived that since grade school to
yep.
learn that they get a star for participating or a ribbon or for whatever. And, you know, I have several teacher friends that are, you know, professional teachers that have been in it for many, many years, and some of them don't even see it. They teach it. They go by the party line and teach what the education Department of Education gives them to teach, and they don't see it themselves.
Wow.
And I have some very interesting Facebook conversations with those folks, you know, claiming what's going on is because of what Trump has done in the 3.5 years that he's been in office.
Yeah, by trying to set the ship upright instead of being hard a port as it's been for the last 20 years.
Exactly. And I fear that this whole thing is going to come to a head, and that the elections in November are not going to happen, even though they're required by the Constitution. They're not going to happen because of civil unrest, because of quarantine, lockdowns, curfews, call it what you want. And there's going to get a head of steam behind this mail-in ballot thing. And either the elections won't happen or this crooked balloting by mail will take hold. And you know who wins in that case.
Yeah, well, should that transpire, you will see an upheaval in this country that makes what's going on right now look like a day at the beach. Mark, thank
well,
you for the call.
I hope you're right.
I hope you're right. Well, we certainly will see. Thank you. Appreciate it, Mark. Good to have you along today. And to your point about the insurance not covering damages from civil unrest, riots, what have you. I mentioned the other day, the fellow in Minneapolis who was a fireman who took his life savings and invested it in this sports bar that got burned out and looted even before he could get it open. It was supposed to open this week. He or someone near him put up a GoFundMe page with a goal of raising $100,000 so he could go ahead and complete his dream and open his sports bar. I don't know if he's going to do it in the same neighborhood or not. The last time I checked, his GoFundMe page had raised $1 million. 3:45, it's quarter before four here on the Bobby Mac Show. Take a quick break here, right back to the phones we go, and I'll see if I can catch up with the text line for you today. Oh, and we have a special quarantine for today that I just became aware of. Those of you who remember all the way back to the 60s, a guy named Tommy Rowe had a big hit called Dizzy. He has updated that for the novel coronavirus, and we'll share that with you as the program proceeds along here on Tuesday.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Welcome back. Coming up on 10 before 4 o'clock, we're early days here on the Bobby Mac Tuesday edition, hour number one, in on the text line. Get an opportunity to catch up a little bit here because I have a tendency to get so far behind because the text line just gets inundated. And that's good. You know, we enjoy that. You know, Bob, the only way these communist countries have lasted as long as they have is because America continues to bail them out or prop them up. We need to stop bailing. And then they go down. Well, the other aspect of it is none of these people have any guns to be able to overthrow the tyrannical dictatorships. You think the people in Venezuela like the circumstances they find themselves in, killing the animals in the zoo so they have something to eat? You think if they were, what's the word I'm looking for, weaponized, they would put up with it for a minute? Bobby, you mean like suddenly available bricks and rent a protesters? Bobby, why can't Soros be arrested? Why don't you ask the DOJ about that? Bobby, talking about the troops, Marines, Bobby, we need the jarheads in there. You bet. Semper Fi. Bob, Trump walking over to the church last night was the gutsiest, most awesome thing I've seen a president do since Harrison Ford kicked the terrorists off Air Force One. Get off my plane. Bobby, Reuters says a professional flyer for anarchists is fake. Oh, yeah? Innocent George Soros has nothing to do with all the destruction going on. Bobby, why is it that blacks call racism towards whites almost to deny that there are blacks who hate whites? None of us should be hating each other. Billy just got back. Oh, this is this has got to be the texter who texts me as Joe Biden, because he always addresses me as Billy. Here we go. Let's see what Ersatz Joe Biden says today. Billy just got back from Philly. Man, I love Philly. Philly's a great town, and I love their pro baseball team. The name of it escapes me. Son of a gun. You know, President What's-His-Face was standing in front of a church holding a Bible. You can't do that, man. That means you involve, you know, that entity up there and his son. That's offensive to our communist friends in China and other atheists. Oh, and check this out. I just got a message on my typewriter from my dear rich friend, Mr. Soros. He assures me these disturbances won't interfere with my election. Oh, and hey, just got another message from him telling me to shut up. He's a jokester, isn't he? No kidding. Remember to vote Joe for Senate. Gotta go. Signed, Senator Joe Biden. Note, due to current events, I wasn't going to do one of these, but Joe Biden's recent knee on neck comment really ticked me off. Gotcha. Yeah, now he's after Trump, you know, for violently attacking innocent young demonstrators at Lafayette Square. Bobby, pretty constant stream of military trucks and Humvees heading south on 385. You know what happened on King Street in Charleston? It's wrecked. It's wrecked. Another lefty mayor tells the police to stand down. Yeah, let them go ahead and destroy all those businesses. That's okay. Bobby, what's with Governor Cuomo going after de Blasio? He sounds like he's cutting soy from his diet. Next thing you know, he'll be swiping steroids from Fredo's stash. LOL. Bobby, can you get a caller who could criticize President Trump's message to restore order? Why would I want one? Maybe Anthony from Simpsonville. I cannot find a single issue with his message. Yeah, me either. But they'll think of one. Well, I just mentioned it. He attacked innocent young people violently, sicked the park police on him with rubber bullets and tear gas. Not. Bobby Mack, we need to demand that the governor call the legislature back into emergency session to deal with the unrest. He also needs to allow for the open constitutional carry of firearms by citizens. Guy's so good at executive orders, that would be a good one. I hear you. Back to the phones we go. Let's head to Greenville and bring in Jerry next up on the Bobby Mack Show. Hi, Jerry, and welcome to the program.
Bobby Mack, how you doing?
So far, so good.
I had someone sent me by Facebook a copy of a document that was passed down in Charleston, mm-hmm. which was the demands that the black people are making for the city of Charleston and North Charleston. Right?
I can only imagine.
Well, you know, Civilian Complaint Review Board.
Right.
A community independent prosecutor for police brutality. Community involvement in police action. Free health care. The whole thing.
Wait, how did free health care work its way in there?
Not only that, reparations for black people. Because
of course,
The end to capitalism.
Guess where
some of this stuff came from.
Well, probably right out of the George Soros handbook.
It comes out of the Democratic platform for 2020.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding.
I know you're not.
I just watched a video of Joe Biden making a speech yesterday.
Right.
And I'll give him credit. It was a heartfelt speech. Probably the best he's ever given. He was, I'm sure, reading it off a thing, but it was very good, very emotional. And in it, he outlined some of the very same things that are in this demand sheet,
mm-hmm.
which says to me, guess who's paying for the riots?
Right.
The Democrat Party.
Well, they certainly are hopeful that the optics of all the rioting will play in their favor, that Trump is not doing a good job, et cetera, et cetera. And yet, those of us with a long enough memory, let's go back to the presidential election year of 1968. We had the Democrat National Convention in Chicago. There were riots, which the media labeled police riots. Did that help Hubert Horatio Humphrey get elected president, or did it help Richard Nixon get elected president?
I'm not going to argue that, because Richard Nixon got elected, of course.
Yes, he did.
But my point is that the Democrat Party is playing a big part in these riots, and any time that you see, and this is the only one I've seen, but it was presented in the city of North Charleston. I happen to have friends that live there, and I'm a Citadel graduate. I'm very familiar with it.
Right.
That was demands were given to the city of North Charleston, and these are the demands of the black people that are rioting.
Yeah, I don't doubt it in the least. I appreciate the call, Jerry, and the information. I've got to run because I'm up against the clock here for the news. But thank you for the call and the information. Hour number two is on the way next.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.